All around us, we see signs. Signs that Christmas is coming. There are tree lots and Santa and his reindeer, carols, and of course, shopping. Maybe you came to church today to hear about the joy or hope of Christmas. But what you got in our gospel reading was signs. Signs in the sun and the moon of distress. Jesus says, people will faint with fear and foreboding of what is to come upon the world. And we've seen a lot of fear and foreboding recently. But Jesus doesn't want us to live in fear. We just heard his words encouraging us to not be weighed down with the worries of this life, but to be alert and pray. We aren't to stick our heads in the sand, and we aren't to drown out the fear with alcohol or drugs or shopping. All these ways we try to deaden the pain and suffering. No, we are to be alert, to see the marginalized, the suffering, the refugee, the war-torn, to see those who are in darkness. We've all just experienced a few days of darkness in our power outage from the storm. And there was great joy when the lights came on, although our joy was dampened by those who were still in darkness. And we could see how those who live on the edges, the poor, how they suffer even more than most of us. We are to be alert and to see the many ways in which the marginalized are left behind in our socio-political systems. We are to be alert so that we can see our brother and our sister in the person standing right in front of us. And we are to pray. We are to pray for all those marginalized. And here's the rub. We are also to pray for all those who by their actions and words further harm those on the edge. We pray for the light of Christ to pierce the darkness of their hearts. And prayer has hands and feet. And that means that we work to help those who are hurting. And we work to dismantle the systems that so often hurt them. So, my siblings in Christ, there is hope and joy today. We lit that first candle of Advent with the hope that it would pierce our gloom. In our Old Testament lesson from Jeremiah was writing in very troubled times. He was a prophet in Judah at about 600 BC, and Judah was being squeezed between superpowers of Egypt and Assyria. Judah was in big trouble. We definitely do not have the exclusivity on anxious times. In the middle of corruption of faith and threat of war, Jeremiah wrote and preached the need for return, the need for reform, that God would allow their defeat, but would bring restoration and new life. The very first message of Advent is that our God brings us new life. There's one image that has really stuck with me in our recent trip to England. Outside the Church of St. Martin in the Fields in London is a contemporary structure near the entrance doors. It is a huge slab of rough-hewn granite with, on the top of it, a tiny, smooth-carved, entirely naked body of the just-born infant Jesus, still attached to his umbilical cord. Around the slab are inscribed the words from the Gospel of John, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The image is startling. We're not used to seeing an entirely naked baby Jesus, and I've never seen him before depicted with his umbilical cord. The image is certainly thought-provoking. Now, the pastoral nativity of the shepherds and the kneeling virgin are nowhere to be seen. No angelic hosts, just the raw reality of the pain of childbirth and the utter helplessness of a newborn baby. The power of this image is unmistakable. The eternal God, the Creator, here seen in the tiny, helpless creature he became, born into pain through pain. The powerful message is that God is truly with us. God is with us in our pain and in our darkness. God is with us when we feel alone and helpless. For me, this image of the helpless infant, naked, trailing umbilical cord, is a sign. It's a sign for me that love is born through pain. So yes, the world seems dark. The signs of impending struggle are all around us. The signs of racism, misogyny, sexism, the signs of greed for money, and lust for power are everywhere. But I just need to return to that sign of the helpless babe, to know that love is born in weakness. And yet, it is what empowers us. It strengthens us and binds us to each other. Love is the umbilical cord that connects us, that tethers us to Jesus. From him we draw our life. Advent means coming or arrival. And this text from Luke reminds us that Advent involves preparing for three different comings. God coming to earth in the infant Jesus, whom we await at Christmas. Christ returning to earth at a time that we do not know. And Jesus coming into our hearts anew each Advent, each day. Jesus comes to us in that unexpected text, the late night knock on the door, the still, small voice in our hearts. All these many buds that burst forth on the barren branch. And all of this involves a sense of unknowing. For the Virgin Mary and for Joseph, there was much unknowing. I am sure the questions abounded of how, why, and where. Jesus' birth on earth was full of unknowns. For us, as we await the returning kingdom of God, we have many of those same questions. It's not just when that is unknown, it is how, and it is why. Why are we seemingly so often further and further from God's kingdom of justice and righteousness? And in all these questions, and in all this unknowing, in our hearts broken down, our exhaustion, and our fear, Jesus comes. Jesus comes as one of us, umbilical cord and all, tethered to our world. God of all power, God of all love, tethered to each of us. Amen.